Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I Am One, where I am one with the Creator and one with myself.
Hello.
775.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Nice to speak with you.
How are you?
Well, I feel like I'm manifesting and doing fairly well, considering what I've been through. I would love to hear what you feel my future holds. I talked to one of my attorneys, and they're going to submit an offer to my long-term care insurance company to do a buyout, and I'll probably know the results of that maybe in about 10 days or 2 weeks, so I'm curious about that.
Okay. Tonight I was going to, it's funny that you're on here asking that question. Tonight I was going to introduce a book that I have been reading on Conjure. But since you are on the line and you're asking that, I'm going to pull out my tarot cards, if you don't mind, and just give me a few minutes to shuffle.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure, sure. What's your first name?
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Okay, Wendy. Give me a few seconds to just get my card shuffled up.
Oh, take your time, please.
I use my favorite tarot deck is called the Black Tarot. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that set.
No.
But I usually use it for myself, and I just, oh, my gosh. Between this and my ancestors, I get pretty much what I need to hear, whether I like it or not. It's pretty on point. So, and I'm not all that versed in tarot, but since you are on here and I had this intuition earlier, I'm just going to go with the flow. So, again, just bear with me.
Thank you.
Sure. It's funny when you tell spirit you want to be open and ready and accessible, how you get challenged and put in the fire right away.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut the cards. And what I normally do is I just tap them after I cut them. And you are wanting to know about whether or not a buyout is going to happen for you.
And whether or not the buyout will be high enough that I will accept it. It would have to be, I talked to Kevin, and Eddie is the managing attorney. And I told Kevin that if he wants to present the offer, the question to the long-term care insurance company, that would be their decision, but it would have to be really a huge amount of money for me to be interested, and he understood. So
okay.
My question is, will I get a good response, and will it be enough that I'll actually accept the offer? Because for me to accept that offer, it would have to be at least $1.5 million net or close to it.
Okay. So the card that I drew, and I'm only drawing one, the card that I drew is called the Hermit card. How familiar are you with tarot?
Not that familiar, but
okay.
I find it interesting.
Okay. So I'm going to explain what the picture looks like, and then I'm going to give you the reading of the card. So in the picture, there is this, it's almost like there's this wave that is shooting up to the sky. And there is this person or entity or being, which I believe represents you. You are at the top of this wave that's shooting up to the sky. And then in the darkness of the sky, there is this opening of light. And this being has its hand reaching up to the light. And so I'm going to read what the card represents, and then you tell me if this resonates with you. Again, the name of the card is the Hermit. And the Hermit represents our individual pursuit for personal truth in a world of competing truths. And your competing truths is you want to know if this is going to reach the height of the buyout that you are looking for it to reach. And in the picture, it's showing you pretty much where you want to be. So it says that a lone figure reaches the highest peak of knowledge, bathed in the bright light of personal and eternal wisdom. So in other words, for you, what you're looking to see, it's dealing with your introspection, but it's also dealing with your discovery and your wisdom. It talks about your truth seeking and taking time away from society, where you're wanting to go, what you're expecting to see, or what you are wanting to see, or what you're willing to accept. You're at your height right now. And it's telling you not to back down from that. So if they don't come up to where you are, then you walk away. But if they come up to where you are, it's okay for you to go ahead and accept it and walk, and you know, walk that path, walk through that door, and manifest all that you wanted and expect.
Right. And that does resonate with me. And actually, I'm a bit of a hermit. I don't go out much, but I'm also a communicator. And I put a high emphasis on the professional relationship between me and my attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that gave them incentive. So my doctor recently wrote a letter on August 22. He said that letter is powerful. It'll help in proposing what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So $2.5 million. So how do you read that? Do you think that the offer will be close to that?
I think so. And again, I also like the Hermit because the Hermit knows when to peek out, and it knows when to lay back in the cut. And you're sticking your head out there to say, hey, this is what I'm willing to accept, and I'm not accepting a penny less than that, and this is where I'm willing to stand. And if they're willing to match that, you will stick your neck out all the way. But if not, you know, and you're very comfortable with putting your head right back in your shell and waiting it out. So you are in.
Exactly. I also have the spiritual awareness that there
mm-hmm.
is a higher entity in charge, and that's God. And so I'm putting this in God's hand, and I'm not going to worry about it. I have learned that if you do your best, you communicate well, and you meditate, and then let things move. And these attorneys are very experienced, and I would say that they are hard hitters. I do have tremendous proof about everything, and
mm-hmm.
my doctor supports me. And she says in black and white, my conditions are permanent, and then in capital bold letters, lifetime. And they have photographs, they have CT scans, MRIs, clinical notes. They've got overwhelming proof. So the bottom line, the attorney said they can continue paying me each month a certain
mm-hmm.
amount of money, and every 5 years that would equal $1 million.
Okay.
But they're looking at my age as well, and I'm 72. But as far as I know, I don't have anything threatening my life. But
okay.
So I think I'm being realistic and analytical
mm-hmm.
and definitely honest and factual. So, and my attorneys know that I am an unusually kind person, but I'm also very good with presenting evidence. And that's what won the approval, is evidence in getting my long-term care insurance approved. And it's a big thing to do, because once you sign that dotted line, then your insurance goes away. You're not going to get that monthly check anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to be very intelligent about this and very careful.
Well, like I said, this picture is showing that you have been raised up, and you have put your hand out. You and as you just explained, that you are putting, you know, you're putting your trust in God. You've put the petition out there. You've put the request out there. You are spiritually, you're getting yourself aligned with him or her, however way you identify the creator. But you have been raised up, and you are in the light. You are in this. You are in this most opportune moment to receive it. And now it's on them whether or not they want to meet your request. And again, because of the way that you're set up, you're comfortable standing your ground where they can meet you, and you're also comfortable to back away if they're not willing to. So there, for you, there is no I woulda, shoulda, coulda anywhere in this. You are where you're supposed
exactly.
to be. It's a matter of whether or not they're willing to meet where you meet the parameters that you have set. And if they are going to meet them, you are ready to go. And if they're not going to meet them, you are A-okay to go back and wait for the next opportunity and walk that through. So that's C for you.
That's true. And you know what it reminds me of? If you're on a merry-go-round. And I've heard that there's a ring on the merry-go-round. If you can reach out and grab it, if you do it just at the right moment.
That's right.
The same scenario, being swept up and being ready to accept success and the opportunity. And I've created this opportunity by meditating on it. And
mm-hmm.
by the way, I've handled myself, and I worked hard at this. So I want to be careful, and I want a legacy to pass down to my beloved sister Leslie and her son Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
They need the help. So, and I promised my mother that if I ever became in a position to help my sister, that I would do it, and I will. Brandon is autistic, bless his soul, and my
mm-hmm.
sister, I love her. She's very creative, but she does not make a lot of money. So
mm-hmm.
I am thankful for the opportunity to help her. And I want to keep my promise to my beloved parents. So it means a lot to me. I want to enjoy where I'm at right now financially. And it's by the grace of God I have this. And that I don't assume anything. I like to be intelligent about my expectations, but I also know that reach for the sky, because.
But you've also been intelligent about your timing, so that's key to it as well. You haven't rushed it, nor have you waited so long that now you're too hesitant to walk and to take that step. This, I'm telling you, if you could see this picture right now, you are in the perfect place, and it's up to them. You've put it out there. You have done your part. You have done your due diligence, and it's up to them whether or not they're going to receive it. But if they are going to meet your expectations and what you have put up there, all is well. And if not, all is well.
That's very true. And I am a Christian, and I'm also very spiritual. And
mm-hmm.
so I believe that either way, I'll be fine.
You're good,
like
sister. You're good.
So what's the name of the tarot deck again, please?
It is called the Black Tarot, and it's by the deck is by Victoria Iva, I-V as in Victor A.
Interesting. I'll look it up.
Yeah, it looks very dark, but it's very powerful. So yeah, if you can get your hands on that deck, and the way that you're walking and the way that you're perceiving and allowing yourself to be open to hear, I believe it will bless you deeply.
Well, thank you. I am a Christian, and I'm sure you've seen the Wizard of Oz movie. And remember Glinda the Good Witch? She spoke so eloquently and with such love. I see myself in her, and I am a Christian. So it's a privilege to speak with you, and I don't think it's my mistake that we've had this conversation.
I don't either, and I thank you for calling in, Wendy. Peace and blessings to you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good evening. Last four numbers, 3684. Okay, maybe they're just tuning in, so I'll give them a few seconds. All right, 917.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Not bad. I have a question for you regarding my career. If you
okay.
can put some cards for me, see what's coming up or what's going on.
What's your first name?
Ashil, A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil. Thank you for calling in.
Sure.
Give me a moment to shuffle. Are you currently working, or are you just been seeking?
I'm self-employed.
Self-employed, okay. Okay. So are you looking to remain self-employed, or are you looking for more clientele?
Basically, I have a, online business, and it's been a little slow. I'm just trying to...
Okay. I'm going to cut the card. Okay.
Okay.
Ashil, I just pulled the Four of Wands. So let me just describe what the picture is showing me. It's showing me a staircase, and the staircase is going up. And at the top of the staircase, again, this is like a night of ascension so far. The top of the staircase,
okay.
there is a bright light. So let me get to the reading for you so that you can understand what the Four of Wands is representing.
Okay.
So this is telling you to gather family and friends for a celebration. So the stairs are symbolizing a clear path for you. It's symbolizing that you are going up towards your goal. So if your goal is to remain self-employment and that more clientele, that you're wanting more clientele to come your way, then keep staying on the path that you are, and they are going to come. If it's telling you, if your tuition is saying maybe it's time for me to look for a different line, you want to stay self-employed, but maybe look at a different avenue, then it's telling you to pursue that line, and the doors are going to open for you.
It's crazy.
So either way you go, whatever spirit is telling you to do, trust spirit. If spirit is telling you to stay where you are, then know that the clientele that you need to make a net profit to get to, to reach your goals, you're going to get there. But if spirit is telling you, you've exhausted everything here, but I want you to look and consider this direction, then follow the path of spirit, because spirit is not going to lead you the wrong way. And whatever spirit is telling you to do, when you're following this path, bring your family along. Bring your friends along. Bring those who believe in you along, because you are going to have a celebration that you have not, that you never thought that you would be able to have. And it's going to come it's going to come as you take that, and I want to use faith loosely because we always use that word faith loosely, but if every time you take a step forward in the path where Spirit is leading you, there is going to be another opportunity, there's going to be another connection, there's going to be another wave, if I can say it that way, there's going to be another wave that comes. And don't get comfortable in each opportunity. Don't get comfortable in each wave. You have to continue because that one step is not getting you to where the bright light is. It's getting you closer to the bright light. So I don't want you to think that as soon as you get to the bright light, you've made it. No, when you take that first step, the door is going to open, and you're going to see things come your way, and you're going to celebrate. But then you have to keep going until you reach the bright light. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so I can't tell you what Spirit is telling you to do or which direction that you're supposed to go in. You already know that. I'm just confirming for you what Spirit is, and all you need to do is trust and move. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up.
Trust me. Well, I can hear you though. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes. So
okay.
Does
I don't
that
know.
Resonate
I don't
you?
Know. Move. No, no. No. I was gonna say. I'm just gonna continue to trust.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know. That's what's been leading me. You know, sometimes it's not that clear, but then it becomes clear. So I just follow my intuition. Basically, that's what it is, what you just said.
Okay.
Just to continue
okay.
to do that. And, you know, so I really appreciate that because, you know, that's what I need to hear, you know. There's the light
okay.
at the end of the tunnel. So.
Absolutely. So just keep climbing the steps. You're going to get there.
Yeah.
All right, my
so
friend,
much.
Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see. 956. Hello?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling in.
I have a question. It's regards to, how could I put it? Do you see any type of promotion in my current job?
Okay. May I have your first name?
Tony, T-O-N-I. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So promotion in your current job. All right. Let me just shuffle my cards. So what are you feeling as far as that's concerned? Are you looking to move up or tell me what you're feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I want to move up. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't see any movement. I don't know what their opinion is of me or what their train of thought is, in other words. I just don't want to waste my time in a position. This is actually the first time I'm not in a management position ever. So I don't want to, I have all this experience that I know that I can, I don't want to lose my experience pretty much, you know, what I've knowledge that I've gained another you know, another job
okay.
that I had.
All right. I am going to cut the cards. And then I tap on the top card before I turn it over. All right. The card that was pulled for you is the Page of Swords. What I like to do is just give you the description of what the card is because you can't see it, and then I will go on with what the reading entails concerning your question. So in this picture, there is a picture of a being. It looks like it is, the gender is a male, but that is not important. What's important is the person in this picture has like, it's like waves of, it's either smoke or it's waves of fire. And down in the right corner, there's a sword in the shape of a cross. Not trying to get religious on you. I'm just trying to paint the picture so that you understand what I'm seeing before I actually do the reading. Okay, so there's a person in the card. There is the waves of either smoke or flames that is in the person's face. And then there's the sword at the bottom in the shape of the cross. So the page says this: you have lots of ideas, but the downfall, because while you have a lot of ideas, you have to start bringing them into focus. And in doing that, that's going to help bring your ideas into place. So it's like you have these ideas, and say there's four or five ideas, especially where you are right now. You have these ideas, four or five ideas of what you could do in this position or what you could do in this company, what you could do in your position where you are currently. But because you are not focused on putting one piece here and then the next piece, there's almost like strategy. You have to work on your strategy. And if you feel, if Spirit is telling you that this is where you're supposed to be, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you see promotion. Because when you put your strategy into place, promotion is going to slap you in the face. So there are thoughts, there are ideas, and maybe you're afraid to share those with your manager to say, hey, you know, I think if we went this route, or if I think if we considered this, then maybe things could go this way. Maybe, you know, whatever line of work that you're in, you have ideas in your head to try to help this company, this project, this situation move forward and expand. But you have to step back, and all these ideas that you have that are running around in your head that could make things better, that could open doors for other things to come into play, you've got to get a strategy together, and then you've got to start working that strategy. And if you believe deep down within your soul that Spirit has told you to be here, then this is where you need to stay, and this is where you need to start manipulating and putting these strategies into place. And that's when promotion, whether you stay inside this company or you move elsewhere, that's where the promotion, and that's when the promotion will come into play. So it's not so much about where you are will you have promotion. It's about once you get your ideas and get them focused and get that strategy together, no matter where you are, promotion is coming your way. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but do you see any, like, financial, how could I put it, more money in my life?
Let me pull another card and see what complements this. So the next card that I pull is called the Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune. So let me give you this one. So the Wheel of Fortune is talking about experiences and circumstances that are out of your control. It's talking about an alignment that's going to come into place, and it falls right into place with this Page of Swords, that once you get your strategy together, once you get all those things in alignment, so all the ideas that you have swirling around in your head that if we did this or if we consider this, that that would bring some other circumstances and situations into fruition. Once you can stabilize and focus and strategize, then yes, you will have promotion. And yes, that will in turn lead to more finances and financial stability. But you've got to get what is in your head. You've got to get it together. You've got to do that honest that honest introspection with yourself and say, I know that I am the person that's supposed to be here to do this. I know that I'm the one that they brought in, whether they know it or not. I know that I'm the one that has been placed here for such a time as this. And I know that if I just communicate and get these things, these thoughts that are swirling around in my head, whether or not you have to write it down on paper, and so that you're actually like putting the pieces of the puzzle together that's forming in your head, put it down on paper. And then when you make that presentation, when you suggest those ideas, when you make all that information known to others, and those things begin to turn, and the wheels begin to turn, and the doors begin to open, and everything comes into alignment, yes, that will cause you to have promotion. And yes, that will increase you financially. But you've got to do the back work. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You're going to have to do the work to put everything in alignment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does. I mean, it kind of does, I guess.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put the work in there. You're gonna have to put the work.
Yeah.
The sword, if you've seen a sword, and I'm sure you have in the movies and pictures and whatnot, a sword isn't just a pretty object. A sword is meant to be wielded. It's meant to be used. It's not just meant to be there as a statue or something that looks cute to show that you have power. You've got to start wielding it. You've got to start moving it. You've got to start putting it into play to show the power that you have. The thing that we like to do, we want people to notice us, but we're too afraid to show what we have inside of us. We're too afraid to open our mouths. We're too afraid to put our hands to the plow. But we want to be noticed. We want them to intuitively know she's got talent. She's got the skill. But you won't open your mouth. You won't put your hand to the plow. You won't pick up the sword and start slinging it and start getting those thoughts that are in your head into people's faces so they can see, yeah, she's a thinker. Yeah, she's a mover and a shaker. To you to do the work. I think I have another hand here. Six 10, are you still
Hello.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Thank you. Oh, I'm doing good. How are you? Not so much as being acting up.
Oh, okay. Have we spoken already? Hello?
Oh, we haven't. Yes, we haven't spoken.
We have not? Okay.
No, we have not.
And how may I help you this evening?
First of all, thank you for taking it. I wanted to ask about, I guess, a relationship question.
Okay.
I wanted to see what the spirit guides or spirits are picking up for yourself, because this is a very bit strange and turmoil weekend. A lot has happened in 2.5 days. It seemed like 30 days or a month or 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered that my partner cheated on me Friday night, and when she came home, you know, of course, I just told her, and she couldn't deny it, and that's when everything, you know, exploded. And originally, you know, I don't want to make the story too long, but I was going to ask.
You said
her
she didn't deny, or she did? I'm sorry.
No, she did not deny it.
Okay, so she came clean with it. Okay.
Came clean, and I discovered everything because, you know, I'm pretty good with technology, and it didn't take me long to get all the details.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, now she is very remorseful. She wants to try again, wants to do everything. I don't want to give out too much. There's a lot I could say, but I wanted to see what you're picking up for me. Where do you see this relationship headed? Do you see her really changing and committing to me? Or you see the relationship, you know, ending?
Okay.
We've been together 8 years, by the way.
Okay. May I have your first name?
Yes, it's Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A.
Okay. All right, so I've been shuffling the cards as I've been listening to you, so give me 1 second here. I'm going to cut the cards. And I tap on the first card, and I'm going to pull just 1 card to see what we have here. So for you, I pulled the Hanged Man.
Okay.
So the Hanged Man represents known sacrifice. And the picture here is showing there is like a beam, and there is like a rope, and there's a person that is hanging from that rope. Now, you're not hanging from your neck. You're hanging by your feet.
Okay.
And so this picture is basically showing how you in this relationship have continued to make sacrifices to make it work. And sometimes that is a good thing because you're showing your dedication and you're showing your loyalty. But after a while, if you're the only one that continues to make these sacrifices, if you're the only one in this relationship that keeps putting yourself out on the ledge for the other, for the sake of the relationship, at some point you are going to have to come to a decision. Is this relationship worth it anymore? Is it worth it for me in this relationship to continue to put myself out here? Now, this person who you've had this relationship with for 8 years has decided she wants to go and play. But you have continued to be the one to put yourself out there and sacrifice. Sacrifice time with your family, sacrifice time with your friends, sacrifice time with things that you personally like to do for the sake of doing what she wants to do. You've continued to do that. You've continued to put yourself out on the ledge. So Spirit is asking you, you want Spirit to tell you, yeah, you should walk away. Yeah, you should stay. No, Spirit is waiting on you to say, you know what, I've had enough. Or, yeah, I'm willing to go one more round, but this will be the last round. And I'm going to make my boundaries very clear. This is as far as I'm going to go. And if you still want to be in a relationship with me, here's how it's going to look. But it's you, the Hanged Man, who continues to put yourself out for this relationship. You're going to have to draw the line in the sand, and you're going to have to make that known, because it sounds just intuition, it sounds like you've made it very easy and you've made it very comfortable for this to take place. You've made it easy for yourself to be taken advantage of, or not even taken advantage of, that's the wrong word. Taken for granted is the better description here. Does that sound fair?
To some extent.
Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, what is Spirit saying to you? And I'm not asking you to tell me the answer. I'm asking you to be honest with yourself within yourself. Whatever Spirit is saying to you with this card that has been presented to you, that's the route you need to go.
I understand that. And I told her, I already told her that, what you told me, mm-hmm. This is it, okay? If, you know, everything... You know, we're going to do counseling and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I give her a chance. Do you see her doing something like this again to the point where I'm going to say enough? Or are we going to continue? Or is she going to do that in order for me to end this definitely? Do you see anything like that there?
Okay, I'm going to pull 1 more card. And this is the Ten of Spears. All right, so this picture is showing, so, you know, spears are like orbs, they're balls. And
mm-hmm.
in this picture, there's like this landscape of balls all over the place. And some are shining
yep.
brighter than others, some are bigger than others,
mm-hmm.
but they're there. So let me just give you the understanding of this card. It's telling you to embrace or seek the fulfillment that comes with a partnership that will help you both attain a great and safe life. If this person, if you staying with this person is going to allow both of you to experience this, then stick with it. But in your heart of hearts, you don't see that happening with this person, that you're both having these opportunities come to you, and you are both. It's not just you that's out there sacrificing. You're both going to do what's necessary. You're going to play your equal part. You're both going to stand for one another and stand individually, because you're both going to do what's necessary for each of you to be happy and for you as a couple to be happy. So if in your heart of hearts you see that happening with this current person, then by all means, continue forward. But if you have hesitation because you're wondering whether or not she's going to do that again, then you got some soul searching to do, and you got to see if you're willing to put yourself out on that ledge one more time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Calling in. Peace and blessings. All right. Let's see. 229.
Hello. Thank you, ma'am, for taking my call.
You're welcome. May I have your first name?
My name is Melvin.
Melvin?
Yes, ma'am.
Question this evening, Melvin.
I have a lot going on. I just need something about, you know, dealing with my health and finances.
Okay.
I don't know which one to ask you, but both is very, very important.
Okay.
I sent you an email. I don't know if you got it yet, but in case I didn't get online.
Okay, let me see if I can catch it real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
No, I don't see it. But just give me a brief synopsis. What's going on? Start with the health. What's going on with health?
Yes, ma'am. I go to Dialysis 3 times a week, and I've been on dialysis about a year and a half now.
Okay.
I got exposed to some chemicals in the military, and I got to find an attorney that's going to take my case, because I did file for a claim. That's they're really helping the veterans out, and I just want to know, do you see me like getting a big amount of money from this toxic water that I was exposed to, and also, like, you know, with my kidneys, I never miss, and I'm doing everything, and they're trying to put me on a plant list, which I'm just about on it. I got a couple more tests. Yes, ma'am. Do you see me like getting a kidney?
Okay. All right. So I'm shuffling the cards.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to cut the cards. And then I tap hard, and I'll turn that one over.
Okay.
Okay, this one is the Seven of Spears, and I want to just describe what's in the picture before I give you the reading for the card, okay?
Okay.
So this picture shows a huge tree. And it's not just showing the tree or the trunk of the tree. It's showing the branches, but it's also showing the roots of the tree going deep down in the ground. And it's showing this being standing in front of this tree. Mm. Wow.
Mm. Is that good or bad?
It's powerful. It's powerful. Okay. So as far as your dialysis and transplant is concerned, you're in it for the long haul. And that's not a bad thing. That just means that whatever is necessary, whatever amount of time you need for this to help and to get you on the list, you have it.
Mm-hmm.
I see that while the roots are going deep down and the branches are going way up and there are the orbs that are circling in the atmosphere, to me that is representing your compensation. That is representing that as you are going through this process, you're going to be compensated for what has gone on. It's not saying just because the number 7 is there that it's going to be a sevenfold compensation. What it is showing is the number 7 represents completeness. So there is going, whatever that compensation, it is going to be complete to help you with your finances to get through whatever it is you need to get through.
Mm. Wow.
So continue to follow the regimen, continue to follow the doctor's advice, continue your fight for your compensation because it's all going to come together. Do not give up the fight.
Okay.
The being
being
that is standing in this picture has it's his or her. It doesn't matter the gender. It's just that the person or the being that is standing in this picture, the tree looks so big as if this situation is way bigger than what you can handle. But it's also showing that because you are standing and because your hands are stretched out, because you know what is possible, because you know what is due to you, you stand the test of time and you're going to see the things fall in line and you're going to be duly compensated.
Wow. Is there any way you could save my number? I'm going to try to email you again. I would like to get an in-depth private reading and also some help.
Okay. Unfortunately, I don't do in-depth readings. I'm starting to come on once a week, and Tuesday seems to be the night that I can come on. And so I'll be on next week. I do have a full-time job, so I'm trying to plan extra time in the evening like that. At this point, I'm not there. I'll have to say even the way that this night is going has been divinely appointed because I was not intending to go this route, but this is the route that has opened up with me just getting on here tonight. So I'll be on next week if you're willing to come back on and we can go a little further, okay?
Okay. And do you see a female coming into my life? Because I think one is interested in me, but she won't say anything at the out. She works.
Okay, I'll pull one more card. Let's see what happens.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you.
Sure. The card that I just pulled is called the 5 of Cups.
Okay.
So in this picture, it is showing 5 cups. 3 of them are upside down, 2 are right side up. It shows a figure, it's a skeleton figure that is reaching up for those cups. And as far as the woman coming into your life at this time, it does not look like that is going to happen. So don't be disappointed by that. With what's going on right now, it looks like you're going to need to have your focus on the matter at hand. And while a companion at this time might be a good thing to have in your corner, right now your focus needs to be laser sharp. This big tree that you have in front of you, again, like I said, it looks like it's bigger than you, and it is, but that does not mean you can't overcome it. You have to stay focused. There is possibility of that happening further down the line, but at this time, that answer would be no.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So it doesn't mean you turn your back on her altogether. It just means right now you can't afford right now to give her your attention or allow her to distract you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Melvin, thank you for calling in.
Yes, ma'am. I'll call you back next Tuesday.
Okay, very good. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. Same
Bye-bye.
To you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
All right, I have 6 minutes to go and two more hands, so we're going to go to 203, and then 917, you'll be my last one for this evening. 203.
Hey. Hi.
Good evening.
Good evening. I just tuned in late, but really like listening to you. I'd like to ask, it was interesting, the tree is bigger than Marvin. I know Marvin, I hear him a lot. I'd like to ask about a new relationship after like 25 years of being single. I feel like it's kind of like a big tree, bigger than I can handle. I don't think it's, you know, that promising. There's incredible attraction. I don't know, you know, how mature my emotions are because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So
let me just get the card shuffled and we'll go from there.
Thank you.
Sure. May I have your first name?
It's Pat.
Okay, Pat. Thanks for calling in. And you're just tuning in. So the deck that I use, that's my favorite deck right now, is called the Black Tarot. The pictures, I don't know if you've ever seen this deck. The pictures seem very dark and almost creepy, but the readings are to the point. There's no flash. It's just you get what you get. And that's what I appreciate about this deck. So I'm going to cut the cards. And I like to tap the top card before I turn it over, and then I'll let you know what that card is.
Okay.
All right, so this picture is the picture of the sun. Ooh. So what does the sun represent? So the sun, if you just look at this picture, it's shining, it's glowing, it's letting you know that the sky is open. It's letting you know that there is no darkness. There is no, if you are looking, if you're interested in a new relationship, the time right now is optimal for you because you're coming out of the shadows. Your moon time is over and it's time for you to be seen. Don't be afraid of the attention. And don't be afraid to shine. I'll say that again. Don't be afraid of the attention. And don't be afraid to shine. This is not the time for you to have that sense of false humility where, oh, I don't know if he really likes me or whoever the person is really into me. Honey, it is time for you to shine. Yes. They are interested in you because you are worth looking at. You are worth being with. You're worth getting to know. So don't let these many years of being single give you this false sense of your purpose, false sense of not being worthy, because you are worthy to smile. You are worthy to be happy. You are worthy. You're already whole. I want you to know that. But you are worthy of companionship. You are worthy of it. It's not just deserving. You are worthy of it.
Thank you so much for all of that. Can I ask, this guy is just, can you look at him? Because it's such, I don't want to say bad choice. We are mm-hmm. in such different worlds. Bother me, but.
Well, the sun is also giving you the idea that it's okay to explore. It is okay to give it a try. It doesn't mean it has to work. It doesn't mean that it has to fail either. All it means is that your time to shine is now, and it is okay to explore. Because how are you going to know it's going to work if you don't explore? How are you going to know that it's not going to be the right fit for you if you don't explore? It's okay. The sun is shining. This is when you can see everything. It's not darkness anymore. The sun is shining. You can see every crack. You can see every wrinkle. You can see everything. And with all that sight, with all that in front of you, you are able and capable of making a sound decision for your happiness.
Okay.
So don't be afraid to look. It's okay to look. And if that's not it, it's okay to say no thank you.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
I'm Googling the black tarot. I'm seeing a couple. Is the one that you have totally black and white, or is there one...
It's black and it's kind of grayish.
Yeah, very, very dark looking, right?
It
no
is dark,
all,
but it's a beautiful deck. If you just take the time to look at the cards and go through, it is a beautiful deck. I love it.
No, I believe you. You piqued my attention, but wow.
It took me a second too.
Yeah. I'm glad I found you. I'll be looking for you again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Peace and blessings, Pat.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I extended my time just for a little bit because I didn't want time to cut off on the last caller who was already here waiting. 917, let me get you turned on. And good evening to you.
I, again, actually, this is Ashil. I spoke to you earlier.
Oh,
but
okay.
I didn't realize I could have asked for a second question. So if you don't mind, if you can put a card regarding my love life, I'm single. I'm trying
What's your first name?
Ashil. A-S-H-I-L.
Ashil. Okay, I thought that was your voice again. Okay. All right, hold on one second.
Thank you.
In here one more time, huh?
Yeah. Last time, all right? You were meant to be.
I appreciate you.
Sure.
All right, let me just get a quick shuffle going here, and I'll get the reading for you. Are you currently in a relationship? Or are you looking to start one? What's going on?
I'm single. I'm looking to, find someone,
Okay.
And hopefully settle down with.
Okay, very good. All right, I'm going to cut the cards. I'll tap on the top. And then I'll turn it over. All right. Five of Wands. So let me tell you what's showing in this picture. It is showing different beings, and there are wands that are sticking out in some of the beings. And let me just tell you what that looks like for you. All right, this says there is conflict and competition, and it's necessary to keep you moving forward. Right now, it would look like if you are going to pursue, there's going to be much work that you're going to have to do to make it work. And if you don't have the time to put and invest in that right now, stay the way you are until you're in a place where you're going to be able to go the distance. I'll say it that way. So if
okay.
you're not in a place right now, and we've already talked about your career, there's some things, I believe you were the one going up the stairs, right? Going up the stairs
yeah,
to the
yeah.
to the light.
What was,
okay.
What was the name of the card? I forgot. Was it
that one was the Four of Wands.
Oh, four, and this is the Five of Wands?
And this is, yep, and this is the Five of Wands. So,
okay.
if, yeah, so
right.
your focus right now, is, and it's not that you can't have dual focus, but again, as you're going up that, as you're going up those stairs, and you're meeting each benchmark for the progress that you want to see and the abundance that you want to see as you're doing that, yeah, there's going to be time to celebrate, and there may be space for someone to come in and celebrate with you, but you're going to have to remain. You're going to have to, like I said, don't get complacent just because you made it to step one and just because you're able to celebrate step one. And if you bring someone in to celebrate at that point, but they're going to have to understand that you still have 12 more steps or 15 more steps or however many more steps it is before you get to that bright light at the top. And if they're willing to take those steps with you, by all means, make it work. But if not, help, they have to understand coming in, you still have a goal. You still
yeah.
have you still have an end goal, and if they're willing to, because it's going to demand that you spend time to strategize, to put things into place. It's going to mean that you're going to spend extra time putting in extra hours, and if that person's not ready to handle that and not deal with that, it's not going to last long. So they're going to, if you're going to bring them in, they need to know that on the front end, and then you guys are going to have to make those adjustments as you make each transition, as you meet each goal. But if you see that they say, yes, I'm willing to walk it with you and I'm willing to see it through, and then they start getting agitated, then you're going to have to know when it's time to cut the cord and say that, you know, when I get there, if you're still there, that's fine. But right now, this is where my focus needs to be.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
but it's gonna be work, and you've gotta make the decision: am I gonna have the energy and the focus to do both?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because I just walked away from someone because you know,
mm-hmm.
like I felt like I was putting too much of my time, and they didn't put enough, so I just kind of
mm-hmm.
shut the door and move on. So it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it won't come eventually, but it just means that right now, you know where your focus needs to be.
My career, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And
that's
like
good.
I said,
I
and
it.
if they're willing to, you know, make the necessary adjustments and walk it with you, it can work. But that card is just showing you if you're going to work together and try to make this happen, conflict, and you're going to either have to learn how to walk it through together or you're going to have to put it on pause until things get to where you need them to be.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I'm kind of looking for someone who's really to walk with me, you know, to
mm-hmm.
when things, you know, I don't want you just to come around when everything's done and the money's good, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I want you to be there through the journey so we both,
exactly.
you know, we both, you know, so. And that's the reason why I walked away from somebody because I felt like
yeah.
you know what.
And you're gonna need a same minded person, that somebody who's focused on trying to meet their goals, and so they're not gonna have all the time to be in your face either. So
that's
pretty much gonna be the best person for you. But if you find someone, or you're gonna start putting time into someone that is not that goal oriented, doesn't have their own goals in mind, their own a mission that they want to reach, then it's gonna be difficult. So you're gonna have to keep
yeah.
that in the forefront and make those decisions as they come.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for taking my second call. I appreciate it.
You are welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I am one, where I'm one with the Creator and one with myself. This night was totally different than what I had planned, but I am grateful to the Creator, who knows all things, And like I said, if we're willing to make ourselves available and to make ourselves flexible in what is needed at hand, all things will work together for our good. So with that, I will be back next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Peace and blessings to you all, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.